Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the first day of the Philip's Fast, which marks our journey towards Christmas. This is a time where we get to focus more deeply on our spiritual life by fasting from foods or behaviors that pull us away from what is truly necessary in our life. It is also a time where we try to up our prayers. That is why fasting and prayer is crucial in our own spiritual life. Because if we fast and decide to fight with our passions and we remove certain habits that pull us to sin, to our sinful passions, then we will also need prayer in order to fill in the empty space from where we removed our bad habits. Prayer without fasting doesn't work, nor fasting without prayer. Hence, we are here today to put our prayers so that the emptiness that fasting creates can be filled with beautiful prayer, a thanksgiving to God. Fasting and prayer cause certain warfare within our life. Fasting is not natural. Good diet is, but fasting alone is not natural. That's why it is so difficult. Neither is praying. In both cases, if we want to fast or pray, we have to really fight with ourselves, almost to the point where we have to wage war within ourselves. St. Paisius Wojciechowski, whose feast we celebrate today too, is one of the most beautiful saints. In the late 1800s, he revitalized monastic life in Eastern Europe. He was very smart. He translated many books for our benefit. But most of all, he created a school of spiritual asceticism, or a school of practical living out of our faith for the monks and the faithful. And many faithful benefited from his teaching, and I think nowadays we too should seek the path that revitalized the church, the Christian life, not just by simple academic knowledge, but actually trying to put what we learn in our practice, in our Christian life. So we too can revitalize ourselves and our churches. So today and three other moments that we will have during this fast, I will reflect on St. Pius' teachings so we can get at least an idea of what we must do in our own spiritual life. And I'm just taking a small snippet from his teachings. St. Pius teaches on how we must always wage war against three very big enemies within our life. He says, just as soldiers of this world, when they assemble for battle, arm themselves with every weapon so that they are fearful to their enemies and courageously battle against them, so also the warriors of Christ must arm ourselves with themselves with every spiritual weapon when they wish to go forth to the battle against the invisible enemies. It is written in the scripture, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We fight against three mighty enemies, against the flesh, against the world, and against the devil. And then he continues, quotes a couple of scripture passages. He says, we hear it more clearly in the Gospel of St. Matthew. The Lord says to his disciples, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And also, Gospel of St. Mark, For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what can a man give in return for his life? Let us benefit from the teachings of St. Paisius, and let us also be courageous to take up the wage of war that is against us, against our own flesh and its desires, against the world and its distractions, and against the devil himself. War is necessary in order to gain paradise. Glory to Jesus Christ.